Andrew McDonald says there's a reason that he and about 75 others turned out for the September 21st People's Climate March here in Fairbanks, along with hundreds of thousands of others worldwide, and that is Alaska is among the places that is being most affected by climate change.
It's very important to have one up here in Alaska because we're very exposed to the problem of climate change and the dangers that it is imposing on us.
Another marcher, Kristen Tim, says despite the fact that Alaska's economy is based on the extraction of oil, the state's future economic health depends on diversifying away from dependence on such climate-changing fossil fuels.
As an Alaskan and somebody who wants to stay in Alaska, you know, I really want to see Alaska prosper. I want to see our economy be vibrant. I want to see our livelihood be protected from the changes that climate change will give us here in Alaska.
Tim says even though Fairbanks is far away from the huge marches that were held around the world, she linked up with others by live tweeting the local observance.
I can only hope that people from other marches around the world were, you know, seeing what we were doing in Fairbanks and realizing that, you know, even our, you know, relatively small community has something to say and contribute to this bigger discussion.
McDonald says he and Tim and the other local organizers are determined to keep that discussion going and then to follow those words with action.
Being out there and waving our signs here in Fairbanks, it's good, but it doesn't really solve the problem. And so that's why we're looking into other solutions and really making a sustained effort to address the climate change problem.
McDonald says that sustained effort will take many forms, but it'll be based on grassroots organizing and action. And it'll begin with the formation of a local chapter of the Citizens Climate Lobby, which will be the third in the state and among more than 150 worldwide. Tim says the chapters will lobby lawmakers in their states to enact legislation to establish a revenue-neutral carbon tax, one that won't end up costing consumers more, but that will help move the United States away from dependence on fossil fuels. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.